Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelowna Historical Village Managing Director Nancy Roth about their annual fall festival happening September 29th and 30th.
Anything new about this year's fall festival?
One thing that I am trying to work on, and I think it's going to take a few years, is over the years, I think we've gotten away from some of the original traditional things that we used to do during the festival. So this year I'm trying to bring a few things back. We used to have Harvey Yoder demonstrate the dog on the treadmill, which if nobody's familiar with what the dog treadmill's purpose used to serve back in the olden days, is they would take off some of the stress and work of the typical working woman in the home. And the dog, it could have been a dog or a sheep or a goat that would have walked on this treadmill, kind of like a treadmill like we would walk on. But they would hook that treadmill to, say, a washing machine. They would churn butter with it. You could hook it to a pump and it would pump water. So we're actually bringing back and demonstrating that dog treadmill, which I think is pretty fascinating for people to see. We also are going to have somebody who is going to be portraying the life of living in our log cabin. So she's going to live in the log cabin during the festival daytime and talk to people about historically what the cabin was all about. So I think that, you know, kind of that concept is what's fun for people to be able to come to our historical village and learn. So they're learning besides being able to come and have fun.
What would you say the main purpose of this festival is for the city of Kelowna?
You know, I'm still going to go towards, you know, I feel our goal is still the history part of it, but I know that it's such a traditional event that's been going on for so many years that for locals, it's a place for people to come back and connect memories. I kind of always jokingly say it's kind of like the family and class reunion, especially on a Friday evening, because you're just going to have a lot of people that maybe used to go to high school here, and this is the weekend that they're back visiting. They come down, they get some of the great food that's made down here and listen to the music. And, you know, I think that kind of ends up being what it is, especially on a Friday night. But, you know, we're still trying to promote the history of Kelowna. Now, one thing, too, is we have been working on a building project out on our grounds. So what used to be Wall Museum, earlier this spring we tore that building down and we put up a new building. Right now the building is just a shell, but we are inviting people to be able to come into the shell of the building and get the, you know, kind of, you walk in and you get the new effect of what the building is going to be about. And we're going to kind of be able to tell people what our vision is of what it's going to be in the end. So that's kind of a goal of ours, too, is for people to be able to see the vision of our new project, and hopefully people will support it and definitely come visit it once we're done with it.
So for admission, do you just have to purchase a button and then you can come and go anytime that weekend?
Yes. So every year we have a traditional button. This year we are featuring the Kelowna Volunteer Fire Department. They celebrated their 100th anniversary. So they are who is represented on our button this year. So you can buy buttons in advance and save yourself a dollar. So there are multiple businesses in Kelowna, the grocery store, the historical village, the chamber, and quite a few shops downtown. You can get them for $5 in advance. And then starting Thursday, the 28th, they'll get pulled off the shelves, and then starting Friday then of the first day of festival, you can purchase them at the gate for $6. And then that button gets you in and out as many times as you want to come and go, both Friday and Saturday.
So for the festival, I wonder, do you guys have a lot of volunteer help? Is there anything heading into this? Is there anything that the historical village is looking for up until next weekend?
it's a good thing you asked that, because we're always looking for volunteers if anybody wants to come help. I think the main thing that we're struggling in right now is we need people to help take gate money. That always seems to be a struggle, and I think right now we're really needing help on Saturday. So, yeah, if people are willing to come in and work a couple-hour shift taking money, that would be wonderful to let us know that you'd like to help.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kelowna Historical Village Managing Director Nancy Roth. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.